guys glean anything during the days off you had when you went over the film from your first six games? Were you able to work out some things?
I think it's more about identifying what we do well and what we don't do well. So we kind of, you know, identified ourselves first and trying to make sure that we have people in the right places doing the right things. Anything.
Dennis had talked a couple times about improving your core runs, as he called it. Do you think that that's been getting better over the course of the season, and where do you feel like you guys are deficient in those areas?
Well, again, just because of the flux that we've had in the offensive line, you know, one run that might be good one week might not be good the next week based upon who we have playing. So a lot of it's based on the lack of continuity that we have going on up front, but again, having the week off, we had a chance to try to identify the people that we believe are going to be playing going forward and what runs will fit those people as we do move forward.
What are your impressions of the Steelers' defense, and how have they improved the last couple of weeks?
Again, they're very well coached. They've had continuity there on personnel-wise. And they're a solid group. I said it last week, you know, we thought we were playing the top front seven group that we'd faced all season, and there's not much difference really in our opinion as a staff watching these guys and how they play up front and how they play at the linebacker position, very strong. And again, coupled with the scheme that Dick LeBeau has run, that they're a difficult team to prepare for, but a very solid, solid group of players.
Stefan Wisniewski was saying yesterday that looking across at their defense, they'll have – big guys just standing there, you know, and not even in a down position. And it's all really confusing, and that LeBeau seems to make sense for them. As a guy going against him, and you probably have before, what typifies his defense? What makes him so tough?
Again, I think the guy, it's difficult to focus in on tendencies, defensive tendencies that you're always looking for. I think he has a specific game plan in every game. So as you go through and you watch how he plans against different teams, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to get a beat on exactly what he's trying to get accomplished. And, you know, we go back and try to find who are the athletic type quarterbacks that he has gone against. And, you know, you don't see a lot of those. There's not a lot of those in their division. So, you know, it's kind of more of as we talk about the non-scripted looks. Guys, you're going to see there is some signature things that they do, much like our defense does in a blitz package. It's identifying some of those big guys that are walking around, identifying the patterns that they come in. And that's going to be, to us, the biggest key right now. They're a really good third down defense. Last week, the Chiefs were this week, you know, third and seven or longer is very difficult. They're number one in the National Football League in that area. So we'll try to stay in manageable third downs, and when we do get in those situations, we got to be great with our communication. But he's someone that, to me, is unpredictable, very unpredictable.
He's a guy that, for a long time, they've had the reputation of, if you've got a weak spot, he's going to send guys that way and find a way to expose your weak spot. So then, on your side of it, do you try and outthink him, or just
try,
you get too caught up in that sometimes, or do you?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times you say, let's focus on what we do well.
Yeah.
That's why I always talk to our players, what do we do well, and let's get better at what we do well. But at the same time, again, in the back of your mind, knowing, well, he's watching the film well, and he knows what we may struggle with, so you got to be prepared for how to shore up that part of your offensive scheme. So you know, and usually, you know, by the end of that first couple of series, okay, I got an idea now what plan and where he's coming from. So we'll see how every game unfolds differently, and we'll see how this one unfolds on Sunday.
You guys have talked a lot about staying on schedule over the last couple of weeks. When you face a team that's so good on third and long, is that even more important?
Yeah.
How do you feel like you guys need to improve on first and second down to kind of get to those?
Well, that's what's so critical. One, we've got to be able to run the football. I always talk about that. Be able to run the football. But staying on schedule is, again, staying out of the third and long situations or staying out of third downs completely. First down, second down, first down. We'd love to go down a drive and not have a third down. But that's what we talk about players. It doesn't always work out that way. It never does. You've never had a game that didn't have a third down involved in it. So we're just trying to minimize the third and long situations.
You mentioned how you focus on what you guys do well. What have you done well so far this season? What's the thing that stands out to you as far as what you've done well so far?
I think right now adapting to our quarterback run package, I think, is difficult to defend in what we've done with Terrell Pryor. I think that's been good to us. We're still, I think our gap scheme at times has been good. And what we're doing actually is probably the best of what we're doing in terms of the run game. We like what we're doing there, but we just got to become more consistent.
Anything else? When you have a guy like Woodley, what kind of specific challenges is he going to pose your tackles? And things like
that? Well, he possesses good size and quickness for a man of his size. So that's the biggest thing. We'll be able to handle the quickness of really of most of their front guys, but Woodley in particular. It's very quick for the size of player that he is.
Does he move around a lot, or will he come mostly on McCann's side?
He'll move around, but he moves around off the edge, and he's done a good job. He's had some matchups on running backs, and we'll try and minimize those matchups. But he's a good player.
How much of a boost does potentially having Wiz back at center give you?
It's huge. It's hard to describe. To me, he's such an important part of what's going on up front and making sure that everybody's in the right place. And not, again, Gerard came into a difficult situation after not being here through the OTAs and whatnot, but Wiz is just an experienced guy, and he's very comfortable in the scheme that we brought in and what Tony's trying to do in terms of the offensive line calls. And it's just he's a calming factor to me for everybody up front and really for the quarterback as well.
How are your times doing so far this year, you think?
They're still progressing. Mastrud is what we thought he would be, really. Good, just kind of journeyman all-around guy that allows us to be able to run the football. And then our young players are still progressing.
Jacoby Ford is a guy that's been hurt quite a bit. But this season, how is he kind of fitting in? Is he become kind of like an accent piece that you can – use it every day?
Yeah, we're still, again, I think, he hadn't been healthy. About 3 weeks ago, I just felt like I started to see the explosive Jacoby that maybe some of you have seen. So we'd still continue to try to keep him involved in certain packages.